We'll go to the NFC West here. You better. You bet. BetQL Audio Network. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley celebrating our Chelsea victory here and now breaking down the NFC West. I was surprised to see that this was still the case, Ken, that the San Francisco 49ers, who are going to be bringing back Jimmy Garoppolo as the quarterback, who, like, you know, say what you want about Jimmy G, you know, not very reliable. Trey Lance, likely to play at some point this season. The Niners and the Rams, with Matthew Stafford now at quarterback, have the same odds over at our show sponsor, BetRivers, to win the division. Rams and Niners here are both plus 180. Russell Wilson and the Seahawks, with new offensive coordinator Shane Waldron, who want to run the ball more, believe it or not. That's why they fired Brian Schottenheimer, because they don't run the ball enough. The Seahawks plus 300. And then Cliff Kingsbury and the Arizona Cardinals, or as our buddy Davis Maddock calls him now on Twitter, which I think is really funny, Cliff Kicksbury, for his affinity for kicking short field goals. The Cardinals at plus 600 with the drafting of Zaven Collins, the linebacker out of Tulsa in round one, and then Rondale Moore to replace Andy Isabella, basically, the wide receiver out of Purdue in round number two. So Rams and Niners plus 180, Seahawks plus 300, Cardinals plus 600, hypothetical 100. Buckaroos, what do you got?
Oh man, this was the toughest one for me to come up with like an allocation. Agreed. I think the other ones, I think it was pretty easy. And like, here's kind of an exercise. So in the first couple segments of the show, we ranked Eastern Conference coaches, right? That was like an exercise that we did to prove that Steve Nash is this really unproven, like potentially dead last in the conference commodity as a coach that could hurt Brooklyn in the playoffs. If we take two categories and rank quarterbacks and coaches in this division, I think it's, you're going to have Pete Carroll third, and I think it's actually okay to have him third. But if we do this, the most interesting thing about this is that, like, I think there's an argument that Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray are the two best quarterbacks in the division because Stafford is now very old. And I think there's an argument that, so like, the two best coaches play for the favorites and the two best quarterbacks play for the teams that you don't like very much. And like, all of the teams are very mixed up for that reason. But I think if I had the money,
I don't know if I'd have Kyler second. I think I might have Stafford second, but like, I know what you're saying.
I think it's close. Yeah. I think there's the upside of Kyler where, you know, you put that against Stafford's injury history and his age. You could also say, well, he also played under Matt Patricia for 3 years, and that would literally make anybody look like the worst quarterback of all time. So I think there's, you know, enough question marks there. Like, I think I would, and this has nothing to do with playoff success whatsoever, I think I would bet Seattle at that number. I don't think there's a massive difference between the three teams at the top. I thought about betting Arizona also. I don't think I'm interested in either favorite. I think
if you had to take either favorite, which would you pick? The Rams or the Niners?
The Rams, definitely. Yeah.
Can I ask you, because like, you're really savvy with the stuff, more savvy than I am.
Yeah.
How do the Rams and the 49ers have the same odds? Like, I know like the Niners are bringing back all these players from injury on defense, but like,
right.
Shouldn't the Rams be like the lone favorite here? And I'm not saying there should be like a big chasm between the two teams, but that's kind of wild to me that, you know, a team that's likely to start a rookie quarterback for portions of this season would be, sure, would be plus 180 along with the team that I think a lot of people think is a Super Bowl contender with the Rams.
I think the thought process. So I have two notes. One, the second one can be about the team specifically, which will address your question more. The first one is that the teams can have the same win total because the limits on all of these are extremely low right now. And when we have price discovery and money comes into the market, what is the likelihood that these two teams stay the same? What is the likelihood that the Niners actually gets bet down a good amount? I can tell you right now, if the numbers stay the same, I'll have an under ticket on San Francisco. I don't like to bet win totals this early in the season, but I've thought about it and I've written down a few that intrigue me. When Moose and I did the show a couple weeks ago, when they first came out, this was one that I immediately brought up that I liked. I think the way that they're being set, and it's sort of a more of a team specific question, that's what you were asking. The only full season of Garoppolo and Kyle Shanahan together that we have in which Garoppolo started more than half of the games in the season, Niners won 13 games with a Pythagorean of 11.8. Now, that's 1 year, literally one season. That holds up against all of the McVay, Jared Goff seasons, basically. Those kind of work in tandem. There's one Goff season that's not quite as good, but like team quality-wise with the same coach there and comparable quarterback play, and you could say Stafford's a little bit of an upgrade. I don't know if we know that, but you could say that. I think that's how we get to the starting point of them having the same win total and the same division odds. But I think it is more likely than not that as these markets kind of mature and end up taking more money and we get closer to the start of the season, that the Rams will end up with higher, you know, they will be more likely than the Niners to achieve good things this season. Maybe not by a lot, but I think you should see a separation between those two, because I do agree with you.
You know what's funny, right? When we talk about like Seattle and Arizona, and maybe like the divide between the two teams isn't that significant, right? When we look at the actual rosters, and like, look, we love Russell Wilson, there's no doubt, but Kyler's
well, this division's insane too. I mean, this division is so stupid. It's just like unbelievable. Yeah.
I think Pete Carroll, he's not the worst, because there are definitely coaches that are worse than he is. He's bad though. And I think like he should have been fired a couple years ago. Like it's way past time to turn the page on the Pete Carroll era in Seattle. With that being said though, I would take Pete Carroll any day of the week over Cliff Kingsbury. Like I could
never. That's why
never,
I settled on Seattle. That's why I
said, could never bet. What would you need to bet Arizona? 10 to 1?
To win the division? Yeah, like eight or more, and I'd think about it. 10, and I'd probably have to bet it. Something
he's
like
the
that.
Worst, he's the worst head coach in the league, I think, by like a considerable margin.
Right. I think the interesting thing about the coaching discussion too is like, much like with the Eastern Conference NBA coach discussion, are we talking about just accumulating regular season wins, or are we talking about in a playoff game, would you ever trust this human ever in your entire life? With Kingsbury, the answer to the second question is no, 1,000,000%. But I mean, with Carroll, like Carroll can be a bad coach, or like a coach that you think is bad. And this is your opinion. Like, I don't really have a strong opinion on Pete Carroll, but it can also be true that he can be a coach that you think is bad who also wins literally 11 or 12 games every season. Like the two things can actually somehow exist in tandem. So if I'm betting a team to win the division, maybe I don't like them at all in the playoffs, don't like them to win the Super Bowl, all that kind of stuff. But Wilson literally never misses a game and Carroll wins 10 plus every season. If they're going to be third choice in a division, is that correct? You know, I think that's kind of the interesting point.
And like, if you had to like open a market, like which quarterback will play more games? Russell Wilson or Matthew Stafford? Like Russell would be what? Like
Wilson minus multiple games, probably, honestly.
Yeah.
17 game season too. Like,
let me ask you. I think like Seattle's like a great bet here.
Well, I'm glad I settled on them. That's what I mean. Quarterback plays every game, coach wins 10 plus every year. Like, that'd be one thing if they were the favorite, but they're not. They're actually kind of being disrespected a little bit.
All right. And there you have it. It's our free roll 3 days in. We finally finished it with our NFL divisions following the NFL draft. Really enjoyed it. Hour number one done here on You Better You Bet. Hour two on the other side. Joe Giglio talking Major League Baseball. We'll get into the Yankees and the Dodgers. Connor Allen kicks it off, though, from 4 for 4. We continue the NFL discussion with Connor right after this.